Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Open throttle. My heart is pumping sorrow through my veins. I could drink to the times when I was happy, but here's a toast to my misery. On tap, in the can, or in the bottle, oh bartender, bring it to me. On tap, in the can, in the bottle. I wonder who's kissing her now. My life I'll have to remodel and learn to live without her somehow. There's no place to go and hide myself. The only sanctuary I see is on tap, in the can, or in the bottle. Oh, bartender, bring it to me. No place to go and hide myself. The only sanctuary I see is on tap, in the can, or in the bottle. Oh, bartender, bring it to me. On tap, in the can, or in the bottle. Oh, bartender, bring it to me.
Here's sort of a special thrill for me, because this is something I haven't done in a long time. Would you welcome from RCA Victor Records, Cute and Country, Connie Smith!
Cincinnati, Ohio. me and Liz was out on our first date. We were sitting in a red light having to wait. This old boy walked up with a big possum grin and just opened the car door and got right in. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now you know the thing that was getting me the most was the way this old boy seemed to feel his oats. He was really getting under my skin, just sitting over there with that big stupid grin. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I got to wondering about this friend of Liz, and I figured in a minute she'd tell me who he is. As we drove along, I thought, man, oh man, 'cause me and him and Liz was all three holding hands, and I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now, I ain't too smart, but I can still see that this whole deal looked all fouled up to me. So I thought I better stop it. It's going too far, 'cause she was hugging me and he was hugging her. And boy, I thought, what kind of deal is this? Well, I know it wasn't right, but what could I say? So I thought I'd let it go along that way. But pretty soon I knowed I was out on a limb, 'cause I couldn't kiss her without kissing him. I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I stopped the car and I says, now look here, Liz, you better tell me who this guy is. She says, well, I don't know him. I thought it was your friend. I said, well, if you don't know him, what's he doing in here then? What kind of deal is this? So I grabbed him by the collar and I pulled him from the car and I says, man, I ain't never seen nobody like you are. How come you pull these kind of jokes? He says, well, sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Well, I drawed back my fist to hit him in the face and he broke loose and outrun a snake. Now here I stand just looking at Liz and both of us wondering who this guy is. Now what kind of deal do you think this is? If you find out, I wish you'd let me know, 'cause boy, I ain't never been so fouled up in all my life, and this will go down in history, I guess, of being an awful night.
Oh, everybody, this is Johnny Wright from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks a lot, Tracy, for keeping our music alive.
Yes, Tracy, can you play, what's the name of the song? I don't know who plays it, but it's about the Red Dog.
The Red Dog.
The prison dog, Red Dog.
Oh, Red.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'll see if I can do that for you.
That's pretty good. You have a nice night.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning crown. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. Oh, and he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. late. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Little heavy treat for the morning. Red got real used to seeing his lady every night, and so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun, and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. As I was headed north to Tennessee, and old Red was headed south. Come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red will have your treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Yes, sir. How are you doing this evening?
Harry, I'm doing mighty good tonight. How about you?
I'm doing really good, too. You sound great.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, you're very welcome. Very welcome.
I've been wondering, I wanted to ask you for a long time. I heard Jerry Lee Lewis sing a Jimmy Rogers song a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure of the title. It's All Around the Water Tank Waiting for a Train.
Yeah. That's.
Do you know that song by Jerry Lee Lewis?
I do. Waiting for a Train. I sure do.
Is that really waiting for train? I thought so, but I'll okay. If you don't mind, would you do that one for me?
I'll be happy to.
All right, and thanks again.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Chiseled in stone, Vern Gosselin.
Okay.
And caught in a trap.
All right. We'll do them for you tonight.
Okay, after you, after nine. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Because I love you too much, baby. not a piece of heaven gone to hell. The words we spoke in anger just tore my world apart. And I sit there feeling sorry for myself. Then an old man sat down beside me and looked me in the eye. And he said, son, I know what you're going through. You ought to get down on your knees and thank your lucky stars that you got someone to go home to.
You don't know about lonely or how long nights can be till you've lived through the story that's still living.
I brought these pretty flowers, hoping you would understand. Sometimes a man is such a fool. Those golden words of wisdom from the heart of that old man showed me I ain't nothing without you.
You don't know about love.
Hi, this is Jody Miller. Keep listening to Tracy Pitcox here on KNEL FM 95.3 in Brady, Texas.
Up every day at 6, bacon and eggs to fix. 4 kids from 1 to 4. Pretty soon there'll be one more. I got old floors to wax and scrub, and there's a dirty old ring in the tub. I'll get a maid someday, but till then I'm queen of the house. No time to fix my hair, need a new dress to wear. Old clothes will have to do, 'cause the kids all need new shoes. I got Bridge Club each Tuesday night. He goes out with the boys and gets tied. But when the evening's through, he comes home to the queen of the house. I know the milkman, the iceman, they come every day. They give me tips on the horses to play. And when I've got the time to spare, I sit and wish that I had picked a rich millionaire. up every day at six. Bacon and eggs to fix. Four kids from one to four. Pretty soon there'll be one more. But Sundays I'm mighty glad we send the kids to his mom and dad. It's the day that makes me glad I'm queen of the house. Up every day at six. Bacon and eggs to fix. Four kids from one to four. Pretty soon there'll be one more. But Sundays I'm mighty glad we send the kids to his mom.
Trey.
Yes.
If you got time, can you do one by the Torres Brothers?
Sure. Be happy to.
Man.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
To the nearest liquor store. Bought an 18 pack of beer, some tequila, and a whole lot more. I'm gonna get drunk tonight. If I survive this drink, and things will be alright. I'm gonna get drunk cause I'm sad clean down to the bone. I'm sad clean down to the bone. Brandy called her mama and she went back home. Better than fishing and my hunting knife. Now she's gotten up and gone, and I'm sad clean down to the bone. I'm sad, yeah, clean down to the bone. I don't want no company. I don't need any friends to help me drown this misery. I don't know how many swallows it'll take, or how big a hangover that it's gonna make. I'm gonna get drunk cause I'm sad clean down to the bone. I'm sad clean down to the bone. Brandy called her mama and she went back home. Drink all I can stand. I'm gonna drink till I can't lift my hand. Now she's gotten up and gone, and I'm sad clean down to the bone. I'm sad, yeah, clean down to the bone. I'm sad clean down to the bone. Brandy called her mama and she went back home. Frank the devil ain't through with me yet. It is that I'm gonna get. Yeah, she's gotten up and gone, and I'm sad clean down to the bone. I'm sad, yeah, clean down to the bone. Yeah, she's gotten up and gone, and I'm sad clean down to the bone.
There's the Tauruses for you. One called I'm Sad Clean Down to the Bone here at KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web tonight on KNEL for the Hits radio program.
Hey, Tracy, it's Mark McKee out here at Hex again.
Yes.
Have you got any red sovine?
Sure.
Have you got teddy bear?
I've got it.
Would you play it, Bubba?
I'll do it. Thanks.
Have a good evening.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear. Well, I keyed the mic and I said, you got it, Teddy Bear. And the little boy's voice came back on the air. Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end? I told him my handle and then he began. Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk. I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I talked to him as long as he liked. This was my dad's radio, the little boy said, but I guess it's mine and mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in the blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right, but I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me, but you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone. Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down, as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was gonna take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, teddy bear." But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy bear's gonna back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you. Well, I came back and I said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home, and each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, trucker. I'll catch you again." Yeah, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19, came a voice on the air. "Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4, and goodbye."
Hey, Tracy, I forgot to request a song earlier, if you have time.
Okay.
I just went blank. Dwight Yoakam did a Johnny Horton, Honky Tonk Man.
Honky Tonk Man. We'll do it for you.
I appreciate it, Tracy.
Thanks.
I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, "Hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?" I'm living fast and dangerously, but I've got plenty of company. When the moon comes up and the sun goes down, that's when I wanna see the lights of town. 'Cause I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old
But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? A pretty little gal and a jug of wine, that's what it takes to make a honky-tonk mind. With the jukebox a-moaning, a honky-tonk sound, that's when I wanna lay my money down. Cause I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls a whirl to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
Hello, everybody. I'm John Green of the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. Right here with my good friend Tracy Pitcox on KNEL. Stay tuned.
Guy told me one time that a truer song was never written. There's a whole lot about a woman that a man don't know. And I guess there's probably a lot about men that women don't know, but that's somebody else to sing that one, I guess. Jack Green for you here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show. There's a new CD out, came out in March, that I'm so proud of. Justin Trevino and Sharon Kinnison have a new album out, and it's just so good. It's called We've Lived It Up. and Now We've Got to Live It Down. And they recorded 12 songs that they've loved throughout the years. And they both just sing so good on this particular CD. And we have these available at our Heart of Texas Country Music Museum, as well as, of course, on our website at heartoftexascountry.com. And it's done very well, because everyone loves Justin singing and Sharon singing as well. And together, they do something very special. But we'll play a song off of that CD right now. Here's one called Word Games, old Billy Walker song.
We meet on the street and we play word games, saying words that cover up what's real. To touch and we play word games, hiding all the things we really feel. I say hello, what's new, and what I mean is, darling, I miss you. You say I'm looking good, and I wonder
Helena Bonema with Brady National Bank. They do say that everything that we are begins with our thoughts. If you think of failure, that's surely what you'll become. If you think of success, you'll have it. The true key to happiness is making our thoughts match our desires and never doubting that we can achieve our goals. Just as some journeys begin with a single step, some of our greatest achievements often begin with the smallest opportunities. Here at Brady National Bank, we're here to give you those opportunities, such as building your own home, buying your first home, or even refinancing with our lowest rates yet. Come by and speak to one of our loan officers, Mr. Reed Williams, Billy Davis, Nick Glyshack, or Michael Cook. It's a new year and a new chance to serve your needs. Brady National Bank, satisfying needs and building relationships. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Yes, sir, Tracy. Do you have I Wish I Was a Teddy Bear, I think it's by Barbara Fairchild.
I've got it.
Can you play that for my little sister who passed away, Peggy?
I'll sure do it. Be happy to.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
She was a sweet lady.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
All right.
I wish I had button eyes and a red felt nose, a shaggy cotton skin and just one set of clothes, sitting on a shelf in a local department store, with no dreams to dream and nothing to be sorry for. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, not going nowhere. I wish I mind. Then your memory wouldn't come around, hurting all the time. I'd have a so-don't smile and a painted twinkle in my eye. And I never would have ever had to learn how to cry.
I wish I was.
Child for you, and I wish I was a teddy bear. Looking forward to seeing Barbara this weekend. As a matter of fact, I'll be in Branson to take part in the Terry Awards this weekend. So looking forward to that. Speaking of that, I did want to mention we certainly were saddened by the losses of Peggy Brown this week. Knew Peggy, I guess, nearly all my life, and saw her real often. As a matter of fact, at the convenience store and. And she was always so nice and kind. And also, as Sherry mentioned, Fred Ware, also a great friend and somebody that we're certainly going to miss. And we got to go to his homegoing service this week as well. And going to miss Fred. He was quite a character, and I love characters. And certainly thinking about him. And then also Louise Densman. Louise Densman was an avid listener to our Hits Radio show, and she called in requests every week. And I'm going to miss Louise as well, and another person I knew, I guess, all my life, too. I'll play this one especially out tonight for Peggy and to Fred and to Louise. Here's one from George Hamilton IV, George Hamilton V, and I know we're going to meet again.
They told me you'd be leaving, you'd be leaving us behind. Soon you'd go walking through that valley. They said it was only a matter of time.
Well, I will surely miss you. How I wish you would not go. But there are some things that we can't change, and some answers we may never know.
But we will meet again somewhere. The other side, we'll walk hand in hand. It's looking like it's over now, but it surely ain't the end. 'Cause we will meet again. Seeds that you once planted, they are now flowers out in the field. someday,
oh, but someday,
we will be gathered,
we will be gathered,
for to join you high upon the hill. Somewhere on the other side, we'll walk hand in hand. It's looking like it's over now, but it surely ain't the end.
No, it ain't.
'Cause we will be again. Yes, we will. We will be.
For you. I told Lynn Ferris I was going to play a Lubin Brothers song tonight, and I did. There's one called There's the Higher Power. So I want to say hello to my friend Gay Stevens. She's tuned in Del Rio, Texas tonight. I told her to get back up here where it was safe. It's crazy down there. But always good to hear from Gay. Appreciate her being tuned in with us tonight on the Hits Radio Show. Be safe, Gay.
My Lord sent Moses down to see King Pharaoh. Down with trouble, don't doubt.
is all the time on the Hits Radio Show tonight. Thank you so much for being with us with all your requests and dedications. Visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. Tracy Pitcock saying, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry. And I cried a lot. I lost your love. Baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry that you made me cry. You said I deserve just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry. And I cried a lot. I lost your love. Honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Pete Mitchell. I love you too, Loretta. Also, I love to hear you sing, honey.
You wanted a fool and I played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little, yeah, we laughed a lot. Then you were gone. Honey, thanks a lot.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry. And I cried a lot. I lost your love. Honey, thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.